The test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. How long will he stand in the depths of despair? How much will he suffer and fight? There are many to serve when the victory is near, and few are the hurts to be borne. But it calls for a leader of courage to cheer the men in a battle forlorn. It is the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It is the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. And victory is nothing but proof of your skill, veneered with a glory that's thin. Unless it is a proof of unfaltering will, and unless you have suffered to win.
Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name. This is a big deal. The whole world is watching. They've only got 17 seconds to figure this whole thing out, right?
I was there 17 times in Washington, D.C.
And then you see the pollsters are saying that could have made a 17-point difference.
They said I was down 17 points. And pollsters say that we would have brought an additional 17 points to our already record-setting election. And we had more than 17,000 new factories open up.
Produced for the first time ever anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Something happened here.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
During the pandemic, the QAnon movement appears to be gaining a lot of followers. Can you talk about what you think about that and what you have to say to people who are following this movement right now?
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much.
Mm-hmm. And we have an army, as a soldier and as a general, as a retired general, we have an army of digital soldiers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Friday evening, and that means it is time for another episode of Eye of the Storm, episode number 119, to be specific. I'm your host, Absolute 1776, joined by my good friend and fellow host, the one and only Stormy Patriot Joe. How you doing today, my friend?
Awesome, man. Jam-packed show. We're going to have to really slam through it, man.
Yeah, man, it's pretty insane today, friends. We're going to go ahead and get some business handled first. I want to thank all of you guys for joining us this evening. You folks mean the world to us, and we could not do this without you. So thank you guys very, very much for your support and love. And I want to ask you guys, please, please, please go down there and hit that thumbs up for us. You guys have been killing it for us. So let's go ahead and keep that going. And before we really get any further, we want to take a moment to thank our advertising partners as well, because without them, there would be no Badlands. So we're going to take a moment and hear a word from one of those partners right now. When we come back, we'll get that 40,000 foot view from Joe, and we'll dive right into some Eye of the Storm, friends. So hang with us. We'll be right back. Friends, we constantly talk about health and different ways to help and get many questions about ivermectin and where to find it. That's why we've partnered with EasyRx. They have a huge selection of meds at badlandsmedia.tv/EasyRx or click in the description box below and use the promo code BADLANDS for 10% off your order of $150 or more. EasyRx not only has a huge selection, but also quality assurance, big savings, and fast shipping. If you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or fenbendazole, then head to badlandsmedia.tv/EasyRx today. And don't forget about fenbendazole, friends. They've tested it on worms and parasites that can live inside of us without obvious signs and can lead to health complications from bowel obstruction to loss of appetite, loss of weight, anemia, lung infection, and liver congestion. Some people have even stated that fenbendazole has helped them with their cancer. Watch this clip of Joe Tippin's fenbendazole testimony.
My liver, my pancreas, my bladder, in my bones, it was everywhere.
Joe Tippin says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippin says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
Truth is stranger than fiction, you know?
Just 3 months later, Tippin says his cancer was gone.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
One more time, friends, that's badlandsmedia.tv/EasyRx, promo code BADLANDS for 10% off when you spend $150 or more. Welcome back, friends, and that was our friends over at EasyRx. So for those of you out there who are wondering where you could find ivermectin, Z-Pax, hydroxychloroquine, fenbendazole, go check out badlandsmedia.tv/EasyRx now. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull this agenda up. Joe, you can give us the 40,000-foot view, my friend.
Yeah, we got a lot of Donald Trump news and notes, some things from General Flynn, just a lot of comms galore going down the pipe here. Decode of the week, and Abs is continuing his new segment that we got. What you got on this one, Abs?
We the people, we're gonna keep it going in order this evening. We're going to hit it right off with the First Amendment tonight. The response to the first segment of We the People was so resounding, I went ahead and decided to roll out segment number two this evening. So I hope you guys enjoy what we've got in store tonight, man. We have got a jam-packed show, so let's go ahead and get some news and comms, my friends.
Yeah. So the first thing we want to talk about is it's our beautiful FLOTUS's birthday, Melania Trump. Donald Trump was in court all day. He's trying to get back to be able to hang out and spend a little time with Melania. But we had some people help us out and put this video together. We'll play the video and we'll get back and talk about it a little bit.
Let's do it, man. Shit, I was over here still getting down. That's great, man. We wish from the entire Eye of the Store team, we wish Melania Trump a very, very happy birthday. Most elegant and beautiful first lady ever to grace the White House. I don't think any of us are going to argue that. What do you say, Joe?
No, not at all. And thanks, Jason and Keckmeister for putting that together at a last minute request. Always these panic requests. Rev DQ had some of the memes in there. And then the ending was by Annie Lala and Sempre underscore Abenati 1776. And I'm hearing a little bird that says that Annie Lala's birthday might be in about 3 hours. So let's wish Annie a happy birthday as well.
Yeah, happy birthday. Annie got some of our favorites banded together to make that video there, man. And Jason and Keck have they've been a big help, man. I'm always just kind of slammed, and these guys have come up with just fantastic little video interludes and little short videos for us to be able to play on the show. So huge shout out and hat tip to those guys for being willing to put some content together and help us out a little bit, man. You guys are freaking awesome.
So just a little fun here. You know, we got this this wicked leftist here, Morgan J. Freeman there on Twitter, X, whatever the heck you want to call it. You know, the guy's got like almost 10 times the following that I have. And you can tell he's got his pinned tweet as J6. He's a real, real winner here. But, you know, he puts out this this poll, and things on Twitter, how they work is when you put a post out, it first kind of makes its way through your following. So that poll he put together made its way through his whole following, and then it comes kind of more out to the public to kind of bounce it around a bit. But even with this guy's massive leftist following, check it out, we're almost at 70% of Trump. So please, with this toss-up stuff. Trump is winning big, and it gets bigger every day. And I just love to see these leftist pollists. They're so afraid to do him. He'll probably pull it down. But, you know, hey, Morgan, how's that going? Not the way you thought, huh, buddy? Thanks for putting it out there for us.
These idiots don't even realize the red pills they're helping us drop. Like, they have fully been sleepwalked into dropping red pills for us, which I think is part of all of this military operation as well. It's why it had to be this way, so that organic things like this would happen. It's lovely to see, man. It's absolutely lovely to see. Side note, I think if you remove the F from his last name would be far more appropriate. Man.
Yeah. Okay. So this was back 2 days ago. So, you know, the GOP senators are urging for the National Guard about these protests. And then Mike Johnson went up to the microphone and said, you know, this is out of control. If we can't get these things in control, he's telling Biden to bring in the National Guard. And what I was saying 2 days ago was this really kind of hit cue number three. You know, why is the National Guard called up in across 12 cities? Okay. And that was 2 days ago. Now, yesterday, on the next slide, Donald Trump himself slams this particular cue. So first of all, 2 days ago on the 24th, in the middle of this truth, he swerves in the word peanut, where it just really didn't make sense. He's talking about Charlottesville, and then he throws in Peanut. But then he walked up to the microphone on the 25th yesterday, and he slams cue number three. So we're going to play the video. Listen carefully how he opens up, and you'll hear it.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back. Donald Trump just exiting the courtroom. We'll listen in right now.
Breathtaking in this room. You saw what went on. It was breathtaking. And amazing testimony. This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes.
Boom.
And we can't let this continue to happen to our country. On another matter, you know, the economy has just been reported to be doing very badly. The stock market's way down. And some horrible numbers came out, including very high numbers on inflation, and in particular gasoline at $7.50 in California. That usually leads the way. It's going to happen here, too. And very importantly, as you look at the various colleges all over the country and beyond colleges, because it's happening in other areas, too, you see what's happening on the front having to do with Palestine and Israel and protests and hate, anger. Biden is sending an absolutely horrible message. Horrible, horrible message. He has no idea how to message. He can't speak. He can't put two sentences together. He doesn't know what to do. This is not our president. This is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing because he can't do it. He can't do it well. We're having protests all over. He was talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a little peanut. And it was nothing compared, and the hate wasn't the kind of hate that you have here. This is tremendous hate, and we have a man that can't talk about it because he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what's going on with our country. He doesn't understand that all over the world we're being laughed at as a country because of him and his administration. And today we had, I hear, because I was forced to be here, and I'm glad I was because it was a very interesting day in a certain way. But the U.S. Supreme Court had a monumental hearing on immunity and the immunity having to do with presidential immunity. And I think it was made clear, I hope it was made clear, that a president has to have immunity. You don't have a president, or at most you can say it would be a ceremonial president. That's not what the founders had in mind. They're not talking about ceremonial. We want presidents that can get things done and bring people together. So I heard the meeting was quite amazing, quite amazing. And the justices were on their game. So let's see how that all turns out. But again, I say presidential immunity, very powerful. Presidential immunity is imperative, or you practically won't have a country anymore. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So he swerved back in with Peanut again, but the key line there was open your eyes. So, you know, you can see on the right here, POTUS has everything. And then we have follow Huma, who's running around with Alex Soros, Mockingbird. And then right there, the third line from the bottom was the line that I was talking about 2 days ago. Why is the National Guard called up in 12 cities? So I was posting about it. And then Trump hits it with this key line, open your eyes. This was all yesterday. So I really think this cue is in play right now for everything that it's talking about. And we'll just have to see what happens with all these protests.
Yeah, most definitely, man. We said that not even a couple weeks ago, that we kind of felt like these protests could definitely be setting the stage up for a way hotter summer than 2020 and way more chaotic events this time around. So I have to see what happens. But it's certainly kind of pointing that way, man. And there's a potential... Yeah, and there's a potential 11-3 tie-in later in the show. We'll get around to that as well. So a lot of things hitting the board right now, man. Super interesting times.
So coming off those protests, we had Trump calling out Soros. And when he says Soros is backing, that means Soros is using funds. POTUS, truth this out at 11-02. So I'm using the date. You take that 11-02 into the date, November 11th, 2017. And what do we have? Why did Soros transfer a bulk of his public, quote unquote, funds to nonprofit organizations? Why is that relevant? Then it says, how does Soros, Obama, Clinton, Holder, Lynch, et cetera, net many millions of dollars normally within the tax year? So basically what Q is pointing out, slush funds, taxpayer dollars, all these climate things and all these other things that are funneling our tax dollars to support end up into these deep state coffers is really what he's pointing to. So, and then we have the news that people are connecting the dots here is George Soros paying these left-wing activists, and they're connecting the dots of people that are on these nonprofit boards right to Soros, and that's they're tracking the money, follow the money. So pretty interesting, pretty interesting.
I have to see where that all leads, my friend. Interesting for sure.
Okay. Yesterday. Yesterday on the 25th, I posted this on Truth or on Twitter. So I was pointing to this Delta. So I said, check out the 26 Delta. The link in the post for 1275 links out to the top middle where it's talking about this old Jeff Sessions article from April 25th, 2018. But the key word there is chess. So I said, check out the Delta for the 26 with chess. And we were getting the news that King Charles, supposedly they have funeral plans for this guy. It's being reported that his cancer diagnosis and he's doing very poorly. So I wrote all those four images yesterday on the 25th. And then on the 26th, Trump came back and posted this truth over here. And the keyword in that truth is pawn. So we had the Delta with Q pointing to chess. We have the King news and then Trump kind of confirming it with pawn. So again, we'll have to see, it's being reported that he's on his out. So we'll have to see how it plays out. And then we got all these weird dog comms that kind of seem to support it as well. So we got little Adam there at 155, so 5'5". And then we have this weird at Biden HQ account that seems to be putting out a lot of stuff for Anons to kind of pick apart. Rev DQ spotted this one and sent it over, but the timestamp on this one is 5:05, by the way. So we got little Adam at 155, and then this Biden Harris at 5:05. And you got in that one, you have Biden with a dog and Camilla with a dog, Adam with dogs up top. And then kind of back-to-back tweets over here by Musk. So think about what we're saying is that there's a lot of things surrounding King Charles. And you got Musk putting out this image with Gronk with the King crown. But the very next tweet he does, 17 minutes later, I just spotted that. 17 minutes later, he's got the dog comms too. And one that Absolute truly loves. Kind of a Soros tie in there, if you will, with the Balzac, right? Right, Abs?
I mean, come on, dude. Look at that nutsack and tell me it doesn't look like George Soros' eyes. Come on. I dare somebody to say that.
All right. So this one's really, really interesting. Shannon really kind of spotted this one. So what we're tracking here, and Shannon does a great job, is picking apart when Donald Trump posts something and then either has a spelling mistake, quote unquote mistake, or missing word, he deletes it. Okay, and the QAG site captures all these deleted truths. But follow me here. So on the 14th, I got it highlighted there in gold. There he put Ivy instead of Ive, so it should have been I'apostrophe, whatever. So he quote unquote misspelt the word Ive. And he put Ivy instead. Okay, so Ivy's the key word there. The next day, the next time he deletes a truth, these are back-to-back deleted truths. The next day, on the 15th, he wrote Barron's High School graduation. He first wrote Barron's high graduation. He skipped the word school. Okay, so on the 14th, Ivy, 15th, school. Then what happened on the 16th? On the 16th, Columbia, an Ivy League school, had these protests going on. So I really tend to believe this isn't a coincidence. On the 14th, 15th, and 16th, all tied together. Great job putting this together, Shannon.
Yeah, absolutely, man. There was something I want to add on real quick because it kind of ties in. And The thing is, like, we often talk about the 11-3 stuff and has 11-3 happened yet and blah, blah, blah. Some folks think it has. Some folks think it hasn't. Some folks think that that's kind of the one big thing that when it happens, obviously, and I'm pulling the graphic in right now, so bear with me as I pull this stuff up. I'm trying to make it quick. But I went and pulled drop 26. It's one of the most famous Q drops. So let's go ahead and have a look at that. And that's the one that says, think about it logically. The only way is the military fully controlled, save and spread. Once 11.3 verifies its first marker, biggest advance drop on poll. And I know it's kind of loose, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it up anyway. And we've talked about it before, and that is King Charles KC equals 11.3. We've got these riots brewing up. We've got him apparently about to check out. What if he were to check out and these riots go full blown? Then it would kind of start looking like he was indeed the 11.3 marker. And the other thing that kind of plays toward that is the fourth PSYOP has been busy with some short videos recently, and they released another one today, which we may touch upon more on Tuesday. But I went and grabbed the video. Of course, it's 17 seconds, but take a quick look at this, my friends, because it ties into everything you were just saying about Charles and chess and Trump using pawn. Have a quick look, friends.
And I see the shadow of my profile on the wall.
You've got to get a hold of yourself.
Nice.
So pretty interesting there, man. I definitely think there's something. Something is afoot, my friend. Something is afoot.
All right. So Shannon grabbed this. Donald Trump truthed out this image with this key in it. Okay, and it links over and it says the White House designed a key to the White House to give to guests, and this was back in August 3rd, 2022. And it's kind of like follow the horn here. We got the Japanese prime minister. You know, why are all these important people meeting with Trump instead of Biden? We got Polish leaders, Japanese leaders. It's kind of weird, right? And then it was my great honor to welcome former Japanese prime minister to the Trump Tower. I guess, yes, it was former, but anyways. And then Trump would give a special key to the guest of the White House, former Israeli prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So we got the key here, but on the next slide, we couldn't fit it all on one slide. So we're just kind of showing the key. See what I did there? The keys there on the first one, but here's all the key cues, if you will. So 157, what is key? What is the key? What is it used for? Guards used for unlocked doors, pre-planned, coincidence, information, who controls the release of information, who has all the information, all on point right now with these cases, with Trump. What has become blatantly obvious since the election of POTUS that we're in full control? Why would they allow this visibility to occur? Were they not prepared to counter what miscalculation occurred opposite of the impact? Did this generate? How did POTUS recognize and invert? Possible tests to understand public/government responses. Q271. The key that unlocks all doors, information, stone, the force slash strength capable of yielding power to act on the information. So you take the key plus the stone and that equals, and Q kind of spells it out a little bit down here. Military intelligence plus no such agency. We're going to get to that in our decode of the week. Equals key, POTUS and Patriots equals stone. All right. And then Q3898. The key that opens all doors, the start cue. Okay, awesome. So those are all the key cues that tie into what we think POTUS was hinting at by showing us that particular key, if you will. Okay, then Kim Sachs put this one together. We got Trump truthing out, Donald unleashed, Jesse watched the waters over here. And this was yesterday, April 25th. But you go to these deltas coming up for May 11th, okay? And these are the unleashed ones. So, and it's talking about Q was talking to us, Anons, and Q was telling us, have your memes ready. Once stuff starts to go public, we want you to unleash hell. Have your memes ready. So we'll have to see what comes up on the 11th. But over on the right, besides, you know, we have the ready. We're ready to unleash hell. You have your memes ready. And then, you know, we are on the ready, waiting your order, sir. And then rain coming, bring the pain. You'll know when. Okay. April showers, rain coming, bring the pain, you'll know when. So we'll have to see. But I like these connections. I don't think that was a coincidence that Trump was highlighting Unleashed, and it's in these cues that we're waiting for. We're like on the ready as well. You know, there's different purposes, different warfare, but we're on the ready with all the information and memes ready to go. So can't wait for some more further D-class. I'm expecting some more to come out through all these trials and tribulations, if you will.
Likewise, man. I'm sure him smacking the hell out of the border like this is just more of those damn coincidences, man.
Oh, we got a whole lot more. All right. So today, Delta Q1278 was again April 26th. Here we go again on those 2018 Qs are all smacking right now. The key phrase on this one was "you have a voice." Okay, so Trump is truthing out. And he's kind of retruthing a bunch of memes. And that's something that we just talked about, all those memes. Have your memes ready. But the key lines in here, these are all today, is if the people who believe in putting America first and want America to be great again support truth, we will be your voice. He capitalizes the voice like never before. And a real voice, capitalized again, is what our country needs. Okay, so that was Trump today, April 26th, connecting "you have a voice" right there. But Shannon was pointing to the whole "be prepared." So that's like what that last section that we just went through, where we're prepared. Do you have your stuff ready? Was queuing us up. Okay, are you ready? So important to be prepared. We will help. Truth always wins. This board in the coming months will be spread and discussed across all platforms. Important. You need to be prepared. Think new arrivals, people coming into the movement. So that's why we do this show. Proofs are important. Thank you to Atif and Anand. Be prepared. Conspiracy no more. We are in full control. We're going to bring the pain. Cue. Okay. So great connects all the way around. And we got some more, I believe, tying into this on the next slide. So just kind of furthering the take. So on this cue, this truth upper left, there's no happiness on the left. And man, is that true? And this the studies prove it out that, you know, I was talking about this the other day. Liberalism is seriously a mental condition. They have the highest rates of all kinds of mental illness. But anyway, and they're statistically much sadder because, you know, how else do you go through life thinking everything is, you know, coming down on you all the time just because of what your presumed weaknesses are or whatever. These people are crazy, but there's no happiness is on the left. Trump truths it out at 529. You go to Q 529. Conspiracy pushing. MSN lost control. Democrats lost the slave grip. Democrats lost the center voters. Liberals are the minority, exactly, just like how we started the show with that poll that I was trying to show you. Throw out all these ridiculous polls that they designate demographics, and sometimes they don't even send them to anybody. They just put up numbers. All right. Again, Trump truths out here at 5:33 and says, think as this movement, the greatest movement in the history of our country. We are going to save our country, make America great again, greater than ever before at 5:33, Q533. We the people are taking our country and the world from these evil losers. And I got into one with on Twitter today. Evil losers who would do us harm all for a buck. No more. Stand up, patriots. Stand up and defend what you know is right. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. 41020 POTUS's initials there. And then that also, again, ties back into the one that we started with Unleashed from Kim. Circles right into this queue dated that 5/11. Again, do you have your memes ready to unleash? Rain coming, bring the pain, you'll know when. That's that queue. So both Kim was working on something and Shannon was working with something, and lo and behold, they intersected as they often do. So great job.
Great work, ladies, as always.
So, you know, Carly put up these videos of Trump back. The first one up top is just Trump coming out of the courtroom on the 18th, and he's complaining that the courtroom is freezing. Okay, the whole world is watching, by the way, and the room is freezing, he keeps saying. So, again, 8 hours ago, he walks out again and says, man, you know, I wish I could be with Melania on her birthday, but man, it's freezing in that courtroom. So he's saying freezing all the time. It's, you know, I seen somebody trying to say, oh my God, the deep state's trying to kill Trump by getting him sick. No, it's, you know, all these comms are for a reason. My best take so far is this cue over here. When it says the ability to share and open, that means we have the ability now that we're going to probably use some of these cases to flood in some D-class, and that's going to put the heat, not on Trump, it's going to put the heat on the deep state, okay? And then we get some more transparency, which equals D-class, and undiscovered facts are going to emerge, and that will give us the ability to move forward, Occam's razor Q, okay? So I kind of think this is why Trump keeps talking about a cold courtroom and freezing. Maybe some other deeper takes. We'll know more as it goes, but that's my best connection so far. What I do know, he's not just saying it because he's cold. Okay, he's doing this for a reason. Okay, and he trolls these people, and they have no freaking idea that he's totally pointing to the board all day long with everything he does. It's awesome,
right? It's amazing to watch, and it just makes me think of you know, yesterday, for instance, we had a couple bits of news yesterday that were kind of like, a bunch of people reacted emotionally and didn't really dig into it or look. And it also makes me think of the fourth slide-out video we just played, where at the end, the voice literally says, get your head on straight. Like, that kind of reminded me of Flynn saying, don't chase the shiny objects. You know, we gotta think before we react. And so, you know, the Weinstein thing being overturned, for example, a lot of people read over that. But number one, he's staying his fat ass in prison. And number two, just like with Ghislaine getting a better prison cell, you have to ask yourself why. Why was that conviction overturned? Like, did he talk? Did he roll? And of course, it just means, as Just Human pointed out, we're gonna get a brand new trial on that one. So what other dirty facts may be about to come out? We just don't know. So yeah, just examples there. When you pay attention to the board, it leads you to a lot less reeing in your personal life.
Yeah. And I think people that were friendly with Weinstein probably took a big gulp right there when they heard, oh shoot, he's getting a deal. Oh shoot, he might get a new trial. Oh shoot, what might come out? But we'll have to see. I know when he was going to trial the first time or whatever, he held a book. He had a couple of books, but one of them specifically talked about like a whistleblower squealer type of you know, book that he had in his hand. It probably was a signal. I'm gonna talk like a little bitch that he is.
Right.
All right. So Trump truths out on, this is going back to April 23rd. Okay. And this is a banger hit right here. Goes up to Q1252. When? Oh, the 2018, exact Delta 2018. And what Trump is truthing about is our educational systems. Okay. I'm making a joke. All right. And how they, you know, we have to reclaim them. You know, the Q told us at one point, go read a history book and see how far, like, they're changing everything. Okay. But now in this particular Q, Q is giving great history lessons, talking about, you know, who of Amish slavery. It was 100% Republican support. Hardly any Democrats wanted to do it. 14th Amendment, you know, citizenship to free the slaves. Zero Democrat support. 16th Amendment, right to vote for all. Zero Democrat support. So who has the history of racism in this country? And there's Clinton making out with Byrd, which Absolute had covered in a previous episode. But upper right continued with the same cue. It's time to learn the truth. Why are Democrats inspiring activist groups to remove the history about slavery? Why are history books being painted in a different picture than ever before? Why are teachers following this false script, painting Republicans as the racists? Learn the term projection, okay? So I believe this was, yeah, Kim Sachs snapped this together for us, and it's a spot on Delta from Trump's truth on April 23rd, 2024 to Q1252, April 23rd, 2018. Like I said, when I started our first show on April, I said, watch all the April 2018 Qs, and sure enough, they keep flowing in like this.
Just smacking something April showers, right?
Yeah. All right. And then we had Junior sparking into here. So, you know, again, Kim Sachs put this together. it's Donald Trump Jr. He puts out there, I beg to differ. And he's like, the meme is you know, you just can't wave a magic wand and make pedophilia go away. Me. And then he's got the, what's the character there, Abs, with the bat? You follow this a little more than I do.
Yeah, so that was from The Walking Dead, and that's Negan, and that's his barbed wire rat baseball bat, Lucille, that he caved many a cranium in with on that yeah, show. And, you know, it's quite an appropriate way to go about handling pedophiles, in my opinion.
All right, so timestamp on the Trump Jr., 12:59. So Q, 12:59, again, April 24th, 2018. And what's it talking about? Bottom there, saving our children from evil. Okay. The evil that has plagued this country and our world for too long. And then Kim also connects the timestamp, the 12:59, the Q, 16:44. So you see the timestamp upper right, 12:59. And it's talking about, think about the sex and children and arrest and the news that's coming. Okay. So great job, Kim. I think you're spot on. Don Jr. probably wove this in for a reason, but love it.
Yeah, I just think it's the savagery level of Trump Jr. sharing that meme in particular is fantastic.
So this was Q 3966, April 15th, 2020. And what Q is telling us here, we're going to be ready and you're going to get the signal when Barr becomes public. Okay. And before that, it's talking about stage one, FISA, bad actors removed, good actors installed, sleepers uncovered. But when we're ready, Barr goes public. And then what did we have yesterday? Barr says, finally, he'll endorse Donald Trump. And I wrote, you know, wow, you don't think Barr has been part of the show? You haven't been following. I think we just got the B-2 bomber up and ready to go. This is what full control looks like. I've been enjoying this show. So I really think this Q Delta came back around here for April. And then Trump made this. You can go ahead and read it, Abs, if you want. That truth is hilarious. You'll do it better justice than me.
Oh, you know I'm going to read that truth. Wow. Former AG Bill Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president, despite the fact that I called him, quote, weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy, unquote, New York Post. Based on the fact that I greatly appreciate his wholehearted endorsement, I am removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill. MAGA 2024. Joe, is it me? Or does this come off as two dudes shooting shit at one another the exact same way you and I do pre-show, zinging each other every chance we get? It's exactly how it comes off. You and I, almost over a year ago, were sitting here saying that, no, Barr is on the team. You guys just need to see how this unfolds. I think this is called for, Joe. You ready?
Yeah.
Gonna be breaking that one out a few more times as the year goes along, folks. You know, but we said it last episode. Basically, anytime Trump has had these big, huge public blow-offs with people who were his friends, it's all a show. What makes a good movie? Great actors.
Okay, so we got Musk, who hit 181 million followers this past week. So pretty big following there. Everybody keeps trying to say that the platform's not doing good when it's totally crushing. But I found it kind of interesting that the Mr., you know, kind of got his name around these climate change, and we needed to make these electronic cars and all this. And he's making, he's posting a climate change meme here. So it's like, you know, what do I want to fight? Climate change. Oh, honey, be honest. I am being honest. No, you're not. Be honest. Okay, I want communism. Okay, thank you. And that's really the story for the whole green agenda. It's all it's like a watermelon. It's green on the outside and you cut it open and it's red on the inside because it's really just a cover for communism. And it's pretty funny that Mr. Electronic Cars is pointing everybody to that real fact. Over here on the right, we had all this news this week about TikTok being banned or whatever. And, you know, it's hard to swallow pills, but if TikTok gets banned, that sets a precedent that the government can ban any app they want to just under the guise of national security. And Musk says, yeah, he likes that. He doesn't want to see Twitter just get banned for whatever reason down the road. But what's your take on these apps?
But love it again. You know, Elon has just been, it just seems as time goes on, the things he's putting light on and choosing to talk about, discuss, post about, getting more and more into the realm of the Q operation itself, into the realm of America First stuff, of where we go one, we go all. Like, I fully expect him at some point to ask, what's this Q thing all about, and share a drop or something. Like, let me rephrase that. I don't fully expect him to do it, but what I'm saying is, if he does do that, I'd pretty much be sitting here like, yeah, pretty much. Like, it wouldn't surprise me. I
saw the way around it.
Right? Like, I'm just not going to come off my hill that he's a very important piece of all of this that we find ourselves in the middle of. And I think you and I don't need to talk about why. I mean, we've beat that point home. But I just think he's an important part, and anything he's shining a light on is a really big deal. I mean, look at these views. You know, you got 617,000 likes and 54 million views on the one on the left. I mean, come on, man. That's big stuff.
All right. So we're on to our General Flynn section. And, you know, do we pay our student loans off before or after they shout death to America? So it's Trump Latinos has put this out, and they're obviously pointing to these punks on these campuses. And some of them aren't even really at these schools. They're just paid agitators. But some of them are, you know, students at these schools that are out there chanting death to Israel, death to America. And then we have Biden wants to pay off their loans. OK, so Flynn retweets that, true words have really ever been spoken. And then over on the right, we're gonna play this Jesse video and talk about what we had to see here. Let's give that a play.
CIA targeted Trump and started the entire Russia hoax. For years, we were told that tips from an Australian diplomat tipped off the FBI after a random conversation with Papadopoulos, a no-name 20-something. But according to new reporting by Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, the whole thing was a CIA setup. Former CIA director John Brennan identified 26 Trump associates to be targeted by the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance. And then those interactions were the targets and were targeted by the FBI as suspicious. And that's how the FBI launched the Russia collusion hoax. The details of this entire operation have been stored in a top secret binder in a secret room in Washington. Trump ordered the whole thing declassified, and now the rumor is that the binder might be missing. Joining me now, one of the reporters who broke the story, Michael Schellenberger. Michael, explain how this all started with the CIA picking these 26 Trump people.
Yeah, good to be with you, Jesse. Well, obviously, this is an extremely serious story and serious allegation by multiple credible sources that Public and Racket, that's Matt Taibbi's publication, have spoken to. These are people that are close to the House intelligence investigation of how the Russia collusion hoax began. The story, as you mentioned, was that, oh, we were just informed by foreign intelligence about this. Our sources tell us a very different story, which is that this was initiated by the U.S. government. It came from within the U.S. government's intelligence community, including the CIA, that they asked the so-called Five Eyes Nations intelligence agencies, that's the other English-speaking nations, including Britain and Australia, to spy on 26 Trump associates, or at least they had a list of the 26 associates that were identified. This is new information. Some people have theorized about this and speculated about it. We feel very confident that our sources were in a position to know and are very credible in this report. And it's obviously a very serious allegation because this is illegal spying and it's illegal election interference.
Okay, so you're reporting that the CIA got these allies to bump these 26 Trump associates, create interactions, and then call these interactions suspicious and let the FBI know they were suspicious, and that starts the whole thing. What about this binder that encapsulates this whole thing, and no one knows where it is right now, or Trump has it? What's that?
Well, Jesse, we'll have a piece tomorrow that is specifically about the binder, but as a friend of the show and of yours on this, I'll say that there has been widespread speculation that this binder was the reason or a reason for the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. And we'll be discussing that tomorrow But obviously, if this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government, initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information. And it may be, if the FBI then went to go get it in order to continue the cover-up of this information, that obviously adds an even more dramatic wrinkle to this. Again, we'll have more to say about it tomorrow, but this is a huge, huge story. I mean, I've been thinking about it in the history of the United States of America. Have we ever had something like this where the intelligence community was weaponized against a political candidate and using our foreign allies to do it? I can't think of a more important or dramatic story.
Yeah, and then going to great lengths by using FBI raids to cover it up. That's just an...
I actually can think of a time in history when our government and allies were turned against their own president, except instead of doing it through means of a character assassination, they actually assassinated him. But it was the literal same playbook. All the same kind of apparatus were turned in against Kennedy and going against Kennedy. The same that are turned in against Trump right now. It is the deep state, the very same enemy. And me and Joe have said on the show before, they can't assassinate Trump. They would just martyr him at this point. They're not going to do that. So trying to do it through character assassination. But the more they do it, Joe, the more it wakes more people up and brings them to our side, man.
So you had the pleasure of seeing the film by Flynn. I haven't seen it yet, but he's tying that into the movie a bit. And he's like, you know, learn more about this this investigation exposing the deep-seated corruption in the CIA elsewhere in our government. Anything else to hit on from the movie?
Yeah, you know, it's just you and I have kind of made the joke before, watch the water, Jesse Waters. We've made jokes before that Jesse Waters seems like the kind of dude that legit goes home and goes right to the boards, like right to 4chan. And like he screams anon, right? And so we've got this whole watch the waters thing. And Michael Flynn is now sharing this video from the Waters show where he's essentially talking about everything that's covered in the movie. And I don't think that's a coincidence. You know, the movie's very, very, there was even stuff, I mean, me and you know just about everything there was to know about that case, right? There was stuff in that movie that I didn't know about how hard they went after him, exactly the extent they went to try to sink him. And I also didn't know before seeing the movie that Donald Trump offered him a pardon well before he actually gave it to him. And Flynn said, no, I want to do this by the book. I want to do this through the proper avenue of the law. And the pardon wasn't issued until it was absolutely clear that this thing wasn't going to be wrapped up till after the 2020 election. That's why they were pushing it out, because they wanted to push it out till Biden was in office, and they were absolutely going to hammer Flynn and possibly put him away for the rest of his life. Like, it was that serious. So that's why Trump had to step in and pardon. And interesting that Waters is getting on that, man. I think we're going to get the truth of this one fairly soon. Like, it just keeps bubbling up, and every time it bubbles up, more and more is coming out about it, dude.
Cool. Okay.
That's going to bring us around to the decode of the week, which comes way of our friend Just Like Gizmo. So let's get to it.
All right. Like Abs mentioned, handle is at Just Like Gizmo on Twitter and Truth Social. So what Gizmo was looking at was some more of these quote unquote Trump truth spelling errors. And he had three of them all in this same truth on the 25th yesterday. So two A's back to back. It should be fall in instead of faller. And it should be it's apostrophe S. So those are the keys. And what Gizmo's saying is if you take that in upper left, the two A's, so you have an A, and then it should be fallen, an N, and then it should be apostrophe S. So, and then you kind of take those letters and it makes NSA. And like we said, I said earlier, we'll get back to the NSA at some point, and you can see that this isn't a reach, that in Q129, Q put those letters in brackets there. So operations, no such agency equals, when Q would bring up no such agency, Q is pointing to the NSA, and in the N, the S, and the A in Q129 are all in brackets. Okay. And then if that wasn't good enough, Boom, Delta. April 25th. When? 2018 again. Q 1267. Exact Delta. And what's it talking about? No such agency. Boom. Let's get a boom with it.
Love it, man. That was straight. Does Gizmo ever do anything that's not straight fire? I'm just wondering. Like, because everything we've ever seen from Gizmo is just super lit. All right, friends, that's going to bring us around to We the People. But before we do that, I want to take a moment to thank you guys for joining us this evening. I know that over the last few days here this week, Rumble's been having a lot of issues. So bear with if you're one of those folks having issues with Rumble. The replays have largely been okay. Not sure what's going on at Rumble, but definitely some issues. We've talked about growing pains going on with them before as well. So thank you guys for joining us. I want to ask you guys, please go down there and smash that like button for us. And I want to thank you guys also, of course, for your support of our advertising partners, because without them, there would be no Eye of the Storm. There would be no Badlands Media. You wouldn't see me and Joe twice a week, and me and Joe would have sad face. You wouldn't want that. I'm ugly enough. You don't need to see me frowning. Trust me. So we're going to take a moment, hear a word from a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to dive right into We the People, friends. So hang with us. We'll be right back. Earth Day has been hijacked by the globalists. You know it. I know it. But many don't have a clue. That's why Ascent Nutrition is taking Earth Day back for a week. Long Earth Day sale. Everything is 20% off, friends. As digital soldiers, you need sharp minds to recognize con artists and globalists. That's why you trust Ascent Nutrition's Lion's Mane Mushroom. This powerful nootropic is organic and rigorously lab-tested to ensure the highest quality and purity, friends. Ascent Nutrition is the only nutritional brand that cultivates from selective strains, grown extra long for extra strength. Lion's Mane Mushroom supports memory, focus, mental clarity, and mood, boosting morale for the toughest of battles. Whether you're dropping truth bombs on the digital battlefield or trying to remember your grandson's first name, everyone wins when they take Ascent Nutrition's Lion Mane Mushroom. Celebrate Earth Day the right way with Ascent Nutrition's week-long Earth Day sale. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/Ascent, A-S-C-E-N-T, and use the promo code EARTHDAY to save 20% on all products ordered. That's badlandsmedia.tv/Ascent, promo code EARTHDAY for 20% off on all products ordered.
Your family is everything. Ensuring a secure financial future for them is vital, so employing the best monetary strategies today will yield multiple benefits for your loved ones in the coming years. Consider strategies to decrease your tax burden, enhance your earnings, cover unforeseen expenses, and save more for retirement. We at E3 Insurance Services offer indexed universal life insurance, which is crafted to deliver financial security. This tax-free plan is designed to augment your income as well as increase your wealth during your retirement. You will benefit from compound interest. You can even pay medical bills, settle outstanding debts, and manage soaring education costs. With E3 Insurance Services, life insurance is more than just about protection. It's about leading a life filled with financial assurance. Stop risking your family's future and connect with E3 Insurance Services today at insurebadlands.com.
Welcome back, friends. And that last ad there was a new sponsor to Badlands, specifically new sponsor here to Eye of the Storm. I've spoken with Kara on the phone, just wonderfully nice person, super red-pilled, super big fan of Q in the show as well. And I made a mistake the other night. The company is not VentureWorks. It's DBA E3 Insurance Services. And if you go to their website, the ebook that was talked about or shown at the end of that ad, it's a free ebook explaining all the benefits of the IUL insurance that people can download if they have questions for it or exactly what it is. So you guys can go to that website and download the free ebook that will explain the services they offer and how exactly they differ from other insurance companies, other life insurance companies. She explained it to me on the phone, and I don't have a good enough grasp on it yet to explain it without butchering it, but it's wildly different, and they care about people. They are 100% America first, and they're 100% about getting people taken care of without just straight taking money from their pockets without giving them anything in return. So make sure you guys go and check them out. So with that said, it's going to bring us around to We the People. And the first segment of We the People was about the Declaration of Independence. This segment is going to be about the First Amendment, which, to my opinion, is the most important amendment. And I say that as a gun owner and a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. But without the First Amendment, none of it's really worth anything if you can't say what's on your mind and say what you're thinking. So let's go ahead and get to some We the People, my friends.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
All right, my friends. So like I said, tonight's episode is on the First Amendment, which is the right to free speech. And I've got a video here teed up that explains it pretty well that I found over on YouTube. And that's kind of my goal with this series, Joe, is sometimes these episodes and these We the Peoples are going to be things that I completely put together and come up with and do the research on and put together. Sometimes it's going to be me sharing educational videos that I've found. Basically, the point of this whole segment is to get people educated on the Constitution, on the amendments, on just all of it, because there's far too many people walking around today that kind of take all this stuff for granted, don't exactly understand what all of it means. So let's go ahead and take a look at the First Amendment, which reads as, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which became a thing on the 15th of December, 1791. Joe, before I roll this video, anything you'd like to add about the importance of the First Amendment or how you see it?
Yeah, I think what I would say is that these amendments aren't like giving us things. All these amendments are preventing the government from doing things to us. Okay, so that's kind of the lens I have when I read these amendments. Is that it's not about, you know, hey, I got these rights through the amendment. It's no, we're these amendments are protecting us from the government. So that's how right. I look at it.
Right. Like the rights are granted to us by our creator, and these amendments in the Constitution protect those rights given to us by our creator. That's, you and I see it exactly the same way. That's what we're fighting for ultimately. So, my friends, let's go ahead and take a look at this video. This video comes through way of first Constitution 101, National Constitution, the National Constitution Center on YouTube is where this video is coming from, my friends. So have a listen and enjoy.
I'm Jeffrey Rosen, and I'm here at the National Constitution Center in front of the First Amendment tablet. Let's talk about why the founders believed that Congress can make no law abridging the freedom of speech, press, religion, assembly, and petition. Well, they had four reasons, which have been developed by the Supreme Court over the course of American history. First, freedom of conscience is an unalienable right because people have the right and the duty to think for themselves. Second, free speech makes our representatives accountable to we the people. Third, free speech is necessary for the discovery of truth and the rejection of falsehood. And fourth, free speech allows the public discussion necessary for democratic self-government. Remarkably, all four of these reasons are clearly and brilliantly expressed in two texts that we're going to talk about today. Thomas Jefferson's original draft of his Virginia Bill for Establishing Religious Freedom from 1777, and Justice Brandeis's opinion in Whitney versus California from 1927. Let's begin with Jefferson's bill, which he drafted after returning to Virginia from Philadelphia when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson considered his religious freedom bill among the three most important accomplishments of his life, important enough to be inscribed on his tombstone, along with his having drafted the Declaration of Independence and founded the University of Virginia. Under Virginia's colonial religious code at the time, all dissenters were required to support and attend the established Anglican Church. Presbyterians and Baptists could be arrested for practicing their faith or preaching the gospel. Quakers and Jews and other dissenters could be denied the freedom to marry or to have custody of their own children. Jefferson proposed not only to disestablish the Anglican Church and remove all criminal punishments for dissent, but also to prohibit all compelled support for religion of any kind. He concluded that because freedom of conscience is a fundamental right, government can regulate overt acts against peace and good order, but it lacks all power to intrude into the field of opinion. Let's review each of Jefferson's four reasons. First, freedom of conscience is an unalienable right because people have the right and the duty to think for themselves. Jefferson said, well aware that the opinions and beliefs of men depend not on their own will, but follow involuntarily the evidence proposed to their minds, God hath created the mind free and manifested his supreme will, that free it shall remain by making it altogether insusceptible of restraint. In other words, Jefferson argued, freedom of conscience is by definition an unalienable right, one that can't be alienated or surrendered to government, because our opinions are the involuntary result of the evidence contemplated by our reasoning minds. We can't give presidents or priests or teachers or fellow citizens the power to think for us, even if we wanted to, because we are endowed by our Creator with the capacity to reason, and therefore we can't help thinking for ourselves. Second, free speech makes our representatives accountable to we the people. In his Religious Freedom Bill, Jefferson emphasized that it's crucial in a democracy for citizens to be able to criticize public officials, because legislators and religious leaders, being themselves fallible and uninspired, as Jefferson said, will always try to impose their own opinions and modes of thinking on others. Jefferson's prediction came to a head in the controversy over the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, when the Federalist Congress made it a crime to criticize the Federalist president, John Adams, but not the Republican vice president, Thomas Jefferson. Third, free speech is necessary for the discovery of truth and the rejection of falsehood. Jefferson concludes his Religious Freedom Bill with words expressing his unshakable faith in the power of reason and reasoned deliberation to distinguish truth from error. And the words that he used are inscribed in marble on the Jefferson Memorial in Washington. Truth is great and will prevail if left to herself. She is the proper and sufficient antagonist to error and has nothing to fear from the conflict unless by human interposition, disarmed of her natural weapons, free argument and debate. Fourth, free speech allows the public discussion necessary for democratic self-government. Jefferson believed that in a democracy, all citizens have an equal right and responsibility to exercise their rights of conscience. As he put it in the Virginia Bill, proscribing any citizen as unworthy the public confidence by laying upon him an incapacity of being called to offices of trust and emolument, unless he professes or renounces this or that religious opinion, is depriving him injuriously of those privileges and advantages to which, in common with his fellow citizens, he has a natural right. In 1927, in the greatest free speech opinion of the 20th century, Justice Louis Brandeis distilled Jefferson's four reasons for protecting free speech into a few inspiring paragraphs. The case was called Whitney versus California, and here we see the first Jewish justice insisting on the right of Anita Whitney, a white woman, to make a speech defending anti-lynching laws, which were designed to protect the life and liberty of African Americans. Whitney made her speech at a Communist Party meeting, and she was convicted under a California law that made it a crime to associate with organizations that advocated doctrines that might lead people to break the law. In 1926, Brandeis had read Jefferson's original draft of the Virginia Bill for Establishing Religious Freedom. And in his Whitney opinion, the following year, Brandeis adopted and refined Jefferson's standard for ensuring that government could only punish overt acts of lawbreaking and not the expression of dangerous opinions. As Brandeis put it in Whitney, fear of serious injury cannot alone justify suppression of free speech in assembly. Men feared witches and burnt women. It is the function of speech to free men from the bondage of irrational fears. To justify suppression of free speech, there must be reasonable ground to fear that serious evil will result if free speech is practiced, And there must be reasonable ground to believe that the danger apprehended is imminent. Brandeis's inspiring test for protecting free speech, namely, government can only ban speech if it's intended to and likely to cause imminent and serious injury, was based on his Jeffersonian faith in the power of what he called free and fearless reasoning to expose falsehood through public discussion. As Brandeis put it, if there be time to expose through discussion the falsehoods and fallacies, to avert the evil by the processes of education, the remedy to be applied is more speech, not enforced silence. Only an emergency can justify repression. Brandeis's test was finally adopted by the Supreme Court in 1969 in the Brandenburg case. And as a result, the U.S. Supreme Court and the United States of America now protect free speech more vigorously than any other country in the world. Brandeis went on in Whitney to summarize Jefferson's four reasons for why government can't make laws designed to restrict free speech. And in the process, Brandeis achieved a kind of constitutional poetry. I'm now going to read Brandeis's central passage. Listen closely for each of Jefferson's four reasons. Here we go. Those who won our independence believed that the final end of the state was to make men free to develop their faculties, and that in its government, the deliberative forces should prevail over the arbitrary. They valued liberty both as an end and as a means. They believed liberty to be the secret of happiness and courage to be the secret of liberty.
So that there's still a few minutes left in that video, but I feel like the point is driven home how important free speech is to a free society, and how important that right is to us, the right granted to us by our creator. Before I get to the next video, Joe, which kind of highlights, you know, what Trump is going through right now in regards to the attacks on him and the attacks try to attempt to take his free speech away and even ours. You know, we've seen the censorship with all of us as well. Is there anything else you wanted to add on before we get to the next video?
You know, we talked about earlier about, you know, this ban of TikTok and all that. But the funny thing is I can't have a TikTok account. If I mention Q, I get banned. It's like, what? So, you know, there's a difference between saying, oh, you know, they just want to, you know, throw this app out. But there's got to be a two-way street. You gotta allow us to have a quote-unquote free speech. I personally believe social media platforms are what they called like the town halls and the public square back in the day. So, you know, right. If you were able to say it out in public back in the day when they designed all the foundation, I should be able to talk about it on these social media apps too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It should be up to people to decide what they want to hear or take in. It's kind of like the all the hubbub back in the early 90s with rap music and explicit lyrics and music and mothers wanting to, you know, Tipper Gore wanting to ban all that shit. And it's kind of like, well, if you don't want to listen to it, change the station, or don't put the, you know, if your kid's listening to it, take it out of a CD player. Like, there's so many options. It boils down to people not wanting to take responsibility. And ultimately, I think we're going to end up with an Internet Bill of Rights. We've kind of seen that popping up into the sphere lately, and net neutrality became a thing again the other day. And I think that's going to push toward an Internet Bill of Rights, man. I really do. So yep. Let's go ahead and take a look at this next video. And oddly enough, Joe, we kind of did that thing again where we pinged off of each other and were unaware of it. But this video is also from Jesse Waters discussing how they're basically attacking Trump's free speech right now. So let's have a watch.
Six, the crime the Democrats still haven't named. They call it hush money. We call it a porn star shakedown. Nothing in the law calls either illegal. Trump's free speech went on trial today. Democrat prosecutors want the former president fined for talking. $1,000 a pop. Something tells me that won't make it stop. Bragg's begging the judge to gag the Republican nominee for president from talking. The prosecutor complaining he did it right here in the hallway outside. Oh, no. Right in the hallway outside? You have one president who acts like he's gagged, never talks. And you have another president who, let's face it, a little gagging sometimes wouldn't hurt him. But it's unconstitutional. Democrat judges and prosecutors can't make up charges just to muzzle Republicans in election season.
We have a gag order.
which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. This trial is all Biden. You know, this is all Biden, just in case anybody has any question. And they're keeping me in a courtroom, that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long. Well, he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage because he can't campaign. Nobody knows what he's doing. You can't put two sentences together.
They could put Rachel Maddow on the jury and Trump still wouldn't be allowed to talk about it. They could bring Bigfoot in as a witness, and Trump would be fined for saying Bigfoot's real. The trial's first witness, the man who ran the National Enquirer, David Pecker. He testified that he's helped catch and kill negative stories about Trump for years, which isn't illegal the last time we checked. And since it's been going on before Trump was a candidate, it proves the arrangement was personal and not a campaign violation. That should blow up the prosecution's case right there. Pecker testifying, quote, I was the person who thought that a lot of women would come out to try to sell their stories because Mr. Trump was well known as the most eligible bachelor and dated the most beautiful women. Now, after Trump heard this, he leaned over and whispered something to his attorney, and the attorney smiled. It's a guy thing. Pecker testified that one time a doorman tried to sell a story about Trump fathering a child with his housekeeper. Trump's lawyer at the time, Michael Cohen, said Trump would take a DNA test to prove it wasn't true and said it'd be impossible for an Irish German to father a Hispanic child anyway. These are the kind of things celebrities and billionaires like Trump deal with. Trump's financial success is largely based on his brand. And if his brand takes a hit, true or false, his financials take a hit. People will say anything for a paycheck, and people will pay money to protect their brand. And what's the fuss? Catch and kill is how Democrats win elections. Tara Reid leveled sexual assault allegations against Biden last campaign. The press suppressed it for months. The media caught and killed the laptop. The media caught and killed Ashley Biden's diary. The media caught and killed the Epstein story to protect the Clintons. The media caught and killed the Obama Farrakhan photo to protect the Messiah. The media catches and kills countless negative stories about Democrats every darn news cycle. The National Enquirer.
You're on the mute, brother.
That just about sums it up, man. That's what they do. Like, look, if you need any more evidence that all of this is a show, the guy that testified in Trump's trial centering around a porn star, his name was Pecker. All right. What more can I say, man? Like, I don't mean to like exude my 5-year-old sense of humor, but like, seriously, you can't make this shit up. Like, it's a show. It's all a show. And it's all this is happening right now as all the stormy drops are hitting in deltas. Like, I saw
a headline today, and it was probably a headline writer like myself that wrote, Pecker takes the stand. So, yeah.
Oh my God. All rise.
Yeah, it was definitely stiff for sure.
All right, so you see what they're doing to Trump. You've seen what they've done to Anons. You've seen what they've done to conservative voices all over. It's all an attack on free speech. And I think with the first video in our talks here, I hope that folks have a little more understanding where free speech came from, where the First Amendment came from. And I think a side note, a deserving mention, is that Thomas Jefferson may well be like the most eloquent speaker of all time. I mean, the way he worded things, all those guys were geniuses. They worded things in such a way that we see 250 plus years later, they're still trying to dismantle the Constitution. They just can't do it because some dudes that long ago were so much smarter than they are now. And it's just it's awesome to see people fighting for this stuff. And we'll have to see what happens, obviously, with the immunity case and some of these other things that are going to hit the Supreme Court, undoubtedly. But we're in a very interesting time, Joe. And I think we're going to see a lot of things start to go our way. You know, my partner on Sports Talk, JB, likes to say we're in for a summer of correction as well as another hot summer. I think we're going to definitely see that, man. So before we wrap up on We the People and get to the rants and head out of here for the evening, man, what anything else you'd like to add on about First Amendment or generally what Trump's going through right now with these trials?
No, it was a great segment. I like this piece that you're continuing to do. And you're right. They made it the First Amendment first as most important. So that was, you know, they put it first for a reason because it was the most important. I'm agreement with. And the second one, you know, protects the first one, if you will. So it gives us the, you know, doesn't give us the right to arms. It like I said earlier, it prevents the government from taking away our arms. So we right. have the God-given rights protected.
It reminds me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, it reminds me of that Elon meme we shared ages ago where he's got, it was the Pepe's, and it said the first amendment is to share memes with friends. The second amendment is to protect the right to share memes with friends. it was pretty good, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, buddy.
No worries. So I don't know what you got for the last couple of minutes, but let's.
Well, we have a substantial amount of boosts and rants over here, so we're going to get to that. But before I do that, I want to go ahead and thank our Less Than Five, man, because they always working hard for the show and helping us put out fantastic content and find all this stuff across all the digital landscape that makes up this movement. So I'd first like to thank my wife at BJJ Woman Warrior 777, who's actually not here with me this evening. She's down in Charleston. Her grandmother's funeral was today, but she said it was a lovely service and she's enjoying some time with her family down there, which is really good for her. So kind of a silver lining for an otherwise crappy situation. Bottom left down there, we have at Kim_Sax1. And upper right up there, we have at Shannon Armenis. They're kind of like the power duo there, man. When they get their brains back bouncing back and forth, the stuff they come up with is absolutely phenomenal. And last but not least, the funny monkey himself at RevDQ down there. Thank you guys so very, very much for all your help. And so very, very much for all your support as well, man. You guys are absolutely awesome. And speaking of folks that are awesome, we have all of our fans out there who like to leave us a copious amount of boosts and rants, especially this evening. So let me see if I can rip through these before it's time to end up. This one is a boost, and it simply says the username is thank you and says, I'm Jewish and want to thank you for not hating stereotyping all Jews. This aligns with drop number 925. This is not about religions. Amen, my friend. Thank you for pointing that out. Your rare behavior speaks volumes to your character and upbringing and sets a great example for others. I love you guys, your positivity, tweets, Eye of the Storm, Q for Dummies, words can't do justice. To me, your actions embody true Christianity. May God bless you and your families. Retired U.S. combat veteran, MAGA. That might, man, whew.
Yeah, whew. Top one. That's a top one right there.
That's, you know, it's never a competition, obviously, with the rants and stuff, man. But that one, some of them just hit you. And that one's one of the ones that just hit me. That's, amen, brother, God and country. And that's me and Joe from the get-go said that was going to be one of our goals with this show is, number one, we weren't going to basically typecast anybody. We weren't going to stick anybody off on an island. And number two, we were going to always make sure to spread hope and optimism, not hopium, but hope. There's a big difference. And if you had virtual tickets to GART last weekend, or you saw the stream, or you were there in person, I was on a spiritual panel on the second day, and we discussed this very topic and how one of the things foremost in this movement that's driving me up a wall right now is the segments of religion that people will put them in. You'll often see, for example, fundamental Christians attacking Buddhists or attacking Jews or the other way around. And that shit's got to stop. We've got to be better. Like, we can't look at Israel and say, well, all Israelis are evil. No, they're not. Like, there's a difference between Jews and Zionists. There's a difference between Palestinians and Hamas. Like, we really need to understand. I said it on Badlands Daily. Like, there's a lot more gray area in this than folks want to admit. Joe, you and I have talked about that plenty of times. It's like, if you're looking at this whole thing like a football field, the black and white areas are literally the end zones. Everything else, the field of play, it's gray. You got to have more room to wiggle and give people acceptance and compassion, man. That's one of the biggest things that Jesus taught was compassion. And I'm seeing a lot of people lose that right now, which also understandable. We're all angry. We're all frustrated, but you still got to keep that compassion and understanding of your fellow human friends. So thank you very much for that boost. Q Patriot Angel says, can't throw a 10 at the corruption detector as I did earlier, not to my boys. Have a Trumpian weekend. Right back at you, Q Patriot Angel. Hope you have a most blessed Trumpian weekend. Joe, anything you wanted to add on to that previous one, man? I kind of just ripped right into this one, but anything you want to say to these two?
No, I'm feeling the love, and love's coming right back to you all. Believe me. Abs and I are here, and you know, we feed off of y'all, and that's why we bring it to you as best as we can.
117%, man. This show has went well beyond our wildest expectations or dreams for it. And it's all because of you folks out there. We have Crayola Phoenix says, I pre-read this one as well. This one hits heavy as well. Crayola Phoenix says, I wanted to catch Tuesday's show live, but could not. I'm from Dallas, though I live in Indiana now. On July 16th, 1999, I was home for a visit business event. During the event, I was staying at a very nice hotel just a short walk from Dealey Plaza. I went out alone that night just to look around and reflect. I walked all over that place for about 45 minutes, thinking about what had happened there. When I went back in at the hotel lobby, CNN was just getting the news about JFK Jr.'s plane crash. The fact that I was standing on the site of his father's assassination at that very moment still haunts me now. That is heavy. That is insane. And I won't spend much time on it now because I did Tuesday night, but I can't reiterate the feeling at that place. It was so heavy and just downtrodden. I'm working on an article right now I hope to release tomorrow or Sunday about my experience going there in JFK and stuff. So you guys keep an eye out on my Substack for that. Sammy the Squirrel, good to see you, Sammy. I'm going to start the rants off tonight with great news. My daughter is pregnant. Yeah, I'm going to be a grandpa again. Congratulations, Sammy. Blessings to you and yours, my friend. That is awesome news. That is the way to start off the rants, right? You know, especially with me. It's so poignant to me that I just mentioned Barbara's grandmother passing away and hear Sammy saying that he's going to be a grandfather again. That's kind of cool, man. I like that. Thank you, Sammy. Speckled Boots, I'm red-pilling a coworker. I told him about the film Out of Shadows and Badlands Media. He told me he has been listening to the news on here. It's a start. MAGA. Amen, my friend. It is a start. You got to plant the seeds. They will grow. X7 says, Trump posted a video on Truth today wishing FLOTUS a happy birthday. It was 2 minutes and 19 seconds. 2 minus 19 equals, or 19 minus 2 equals 17. There's also several cues as the letters mix up to make her name at the 4-second mark. Any thoughts? And this is interesting. He dropped another rant, and in a second I'll pull up a graphic. And there it is. He says, maybe I'm grasping at nothing, but I posted screenshots over on my Truth account, and I went and grabbed those screenshots, and I think he's on to something. He thinks it's kind of stretchy, but at the 2 minute and 19 second, or at the 4 second mark of this 2 minute and 19 second video, you see a cue pop up. And the video, of course, being 2 minutes and 19 seconds long, if you take 2 seconds for 19, you got 17. Well, that's the only time a cue pops up, and four is relevant to cue because cue posted it 4:44 was his first post. I just think it's kind of weird. It's the only time a cue pops up in that video too. And it's kind of like scrambled words, and it's just weird. I think that's a nice little catch. Maybe possibly a hiding in plain sight kind of thing. What you think, Joe?
Yeah, I like it. I was going to play that if we didn't do our own. So, but great grabbing it.
Love it, man. Blizz Lady says, touched by the JFK segment on Tuesday. I recall two things about that time. The office lady telling my fourth grade teacher he had been shot, and my father, CC Tippett, giving money to the family of Officer JD Tippett. Wow, that is pretty crazy, man. Thank you for sharing that very, very much, my friend. Freedom 76 says, sharing the wealth. Thank you, my friend. You're a regular of ours. Always good to see you around. Q Patriot Angel, with a rant as well as a boost earlier, says, just wanted to say happy birthday to fellow Patriot Annie, who, like me, also starts a new year in about 3.5 hours. Well, happy birthday to both of you. Happy birthday to Annie and Q Patriot Angel, man. We got birthdays popping off all over Badlands this week. It was Dina Boyette's birthday the other day as well. Best Nani Ever says, got my California refund check, sharing the wealth, buying DJT stock, and rants to Patriots. Thanks, California. I would like to thank this opportunity for California for putting a little money in my pocket through way of Best Nani Ever as well. Thank you, California. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you as well, Best Nani Ever. Eric Ultra Mega Maga Blair says, great to meet you at Gar Abs, conversing on everything, music and Star Wars as well, my friend. Really enjoyed those conversations with you, dude. You were one of my favorite folks to meet and hang out with at this past Gar. Radfist says, it's this show that keeps my optimism in this long battle. I thank you both. You're the new media. I hope you can sometime clip and bundle your Q reviews front and back and send it to National Archives. I'm going to be starting to work on that pretty soon, man. I'm going to be doing that with everything on this show. It's just finding the time to do clipping. I'm going to want to clip all Joe's new stuff. Like, it's going to be a work in progress, I promise. PJW, good to see you, PJ. C before D, court before D class. Ah, hadn't thought of that one either. That's a good one, PJ. Thank you. Emerald Dragon 1333 says, evening, gents. When do you think Elon will start spelling his last name properly? Elon Musk with a Q, LOL. P.S. Joe, my wife says, thanks for validating her theory that being on the left is a mental disorder. Oh. I love it, man. I love it. Thank you, my friend. Cloud Kicker 17 says, great meeting you, Paul, at GART. Thank you for acknowledging time and effort it took for me to make the host the Patriotic Eagle cards. Humbled that you are displaying it. Flew on the USAF C-17s, thus Cloud Kicker 17. That is awesome, because I've mentioned on the show before that me and Barbara live right under an air path for Charlotte Douglas International Airport. And when I say that, I don't mean it's like 5 or 6 miles away from the airport. I mean, we're like a mile and a half from the runway. So they go over our house at about 800 to 1,000 feet. And 2 to 3 times a day, the C-17 Globemasters go over. A couple times at the start of the show on Tuesday nights, they've went over and you could hear it rumbling the house in the background. So, and thank you very, very much. I'll show that off one more time. I showed it off on Daily. I don't think I showed it off here, but this is what she's talking about. And this is all, she handmade all this, cut it all out, put it all together. It's absolutely beautiful, man. I liked it so much that I had to place it even over top of my wolf right here, because I was just like, it fits way more. So thank you very much, friend. Bubba V Bird says, way past due for all the work you and your team put in. Thanks so much. Thank you, my friend. Emerald Dragon 1333 again says, not sure if this applies, but when Q has kill brackets like no name in contract law, anything in brackets is not legally part of the document. So maybe that's how Q suggests the removal of people. Ooh, ooh. I like that. Good point, friend. Cloud Kicker 17 again says, Eye of the Storm is our favorite show, and my husband and I appreciate all you and Patriot Joe do for the Badlandia community. And we appreciate you, my friend. And again, it was so nice to meet you at Guard. I look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully you'll be at Deadwood. Emerald Dragon 1333 says, last one for tonight. Excellent episode as always, gents. Abs, I wanted to suggest an album for you for some videos. Megalithic Symphony by AWOL Nation. Very, very great awakening. Got to be good for your vids. Okay, so I'll go ahead and admit it. I actually low-key love AWOL Nation. And I'm very familiar with that. Very familiar with that song. I've done a couple videos to AWOL Nation songs, and I will absolutely check a couple more out for some more material from them. But low key, I do love AWOL Nation, and I kind of think they're red pilled too. Diane says, frustrated. I want justice and accountability. Drain the swamp and pray to God that Trump picks the best vice president. Kind of running short on time, but I'll say I understand the frustration, my friend. It is warranted and your feelings are valid, but I will tell you this. The swamp is being drained. That's why you can see all the evil and corruption everywhere, whereas before it sat at the bottom with all the water over top of it and you couldn't see it. Part of what Trump did was get rid of that water so he could see all the evil and darkness and expose it so we could get rid of it, and that's exactly what's happening, my friend. I firmly believe it. But again, your frustration is warranted. Just find some time to pray and talk to God and find your center and just understand that God wins and we're on the right course here. Beachside says, my script for the first debate. Candidates take the stage. Joe falls and breaks himself. Trump's walked to Mike and says, see, I told you you can't walk. Then gets 90-minute solo airtime. Keck. I love it, man. Deb1776, love you guys and you gals behind the scenes. God bless America and where we go, one, we go all. Amen, Deb. Thank you so very, very much for that rant. I think that was all of them. Nope, got one more here. Akechi Goro says, people should read the Federalist Papers. Yes, they should. And you better believe I will be reviewing or put the Federalist Papers will be in We the People at some point, my friend. Trust me. You're absolutely right. So that's actually kind of run us over. So I'll be quick with my closing words here, friends. Make sure you go and check out the Liberty Den starting up right now on Badlands Media. Thank you guys so very much for the support and love. Please go down there and smash that like button for us. Remember that God wins and we are all blessed and to always walk forward with your head held high. Joe, any closing words for our friends?
If you're watching live, thanks for spending some time with us on a Friday night. We appreciate it more than you know. God wins. We'll see you Tuesday.
God bless, friends. See you Tuesday night.
Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free, become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.
And I see a shadow on my profile on the wall.